time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Don't panic. Cash isn't here. That might be a good thing.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, we'll get it. Hey, we'll say something awkward later. It'll be like he's here with us. Yeah. He kind of is in spirit.
Always.
Cash. May the cash dash be with you.
Yes.
Yes, this is the Pain Clinic for Saturday, May 19th. Our holidays today, Armed Forces Day and Boys Club Day, which you guys in a club for boys?
No.
Men, maybe?
Is that where Cash is?
Hair club?
Maybe that's where Cash is. Cash is in a treehouse somewhere, or a fort made of pillows that has a sign, no girls allowed. Birthdays today. Andre the Giant would have been 72. Dirty Dick Slater is 67. And NXT champ Aleister Black is 33. Makes me feel good. What have I accomplished? I'm 34.
You don't have a cool name like that, though.
I absolutely do not have a cool name like Aleister Black. And I have no tattoos. And I don't worship Satan. Let's get those phone calls coming. Pain Clinic is always brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. You can join us on June 17th for Money in the Bank out at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. It's a 7 o'clock start time. Get there early. As always, hosted by us, there's going to be prizes. There's going to be drink specials. We'll get Cash to give you a hug if you want it. It's June 17th, Money in the Bank at Salvatore's at the garage door.
You will hear us yell touch it multiple times.
Oh, yes.
And Cash will have more selfies like at UFC fights, right?
So many selfies. If you don't want to wait for Money in the Bank or if wrestling isn't your thing, we're also going to be out there for UFC 225 on June 9th. That is a 10 o'clock start time, but same thing. We're going to be there. CM Punk's
on that card. Yeah.
We'll see what happens there.
Ooh, I might have to stop down after the
Comic-Con. Maybe that'll tie into something else that we're going to talk about if the fight doesn't go too well for CM Punk.
Well, he's definitely going to be someplace else.
He is definitely going to be someplace else. So, again, that's UFC 225, June 9th, Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door. All right, let's get into it. A lot going on this week. As much as I know, the audience is really into WWE. They're the big promotion. I feel like we can't start with them this week.
No.
No.
We absolutely cannot. We have to go with Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks and going all in, and they killed it already, and the event is still 5 months away.
With nothing but like social media advertising at this point. And, you know, the talk of the news sheets and everything. They sold out. In case you don't know the story, around this time last year, someone asked Dave Meltzer on Twitter if he thought ROH or anyone domestically could draw 10,000 fans. And he said not anytime soon. So the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes kind of took that as a...
Here, hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer moment. And they went in and they looked to do it. And at this point... they have sold out 10,000 seats in 29 minutes and 36 seconds.
Unbelievable.
That is. I mean, but I love it. In a time when WWE is really dominating everything, and I don't think the independent circuit gets as much credit as it's due. There has been a huge boom on the independent scene in the past couple of years. I think this is fantastic for the wrestling industry.
It's fantastic for the industry, and to put it in perspective, it is the first time since WCW went out of business that a company not the WWE has drawn 10,000 people in the United States, and the first time that none of the big two have drawn 10,000 in the United States since 1993. Paul Heyman never did it. Jim Cornette never did it. TNA never did it. All those people have never drawn 10,000 in the United States. and it's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of buzz, and the tickets were actually moderately priced for a big show like this. To put into another reference, New Japan's next show in San Francisco is supposed to draw about 4,000 people.
And we were kind of talking about that, too. One of the big problems is, as you said, you know, the tickets for All In, very reasonably priced. The average ticket to the New Japan show was 2 to 3 times the value.
Yeah.
And they're struggling with it.
That's insane. I mean, wrestling, that's one of the things when you do these super shows like that, you kind of price yourself out. But at the same time, if you're going to sell 10,000 seats, it gives you a lot more flexibility. Now, another thing I heard, I listened to Cody was on the Edge and Christian podcast yesterday. And that came out yesterday. And he was talking about, you know, they're absolutely thrilled. He expected 4,000 tickets in the first month. And they had an advertising budget. They had all sorts of stuff set up to try to promote the show more. And they don't even have to. And they've actually made it a whole weekend, too. They have the whole convention that's happening before the show with all the podcasts and people being down there. And they're going to have an official weigh-in, apparently, though Cody says he doesn't think anybody's going to take part in it. He's like, I put out the graphic and then thought, man, people are going to be pissed.
And a guy we were talking about during the intro when we were doing our plug, CM Punk, he's doing a signing that weekend, coincidentally.
At the convention.
At the convention.
The day before.
I mean, is that like the icing on the cake is like the big F you to Vince kind of? Where it's like, hey, we didn't do this with any real promotions help. We did this ourselves. Sold it out in half an hour. Oh, yeah. And that guy that you totally spurred that's, you know, in a lawsuit with one of your doctors right now. Yeah, he's coming back to do something for us.
Oh, and they also got Rey Mysterio's going to be on the show. You got all the New Japan and the ROH guys that we always talk about. You got Kenny Omega, Cody, the Bucks, Okada. It's going to be one hell of a show. I think Nick Aldis is on the show taking on Cody, if I remember correctly.
I was going to say, and I think that the NWA title is going to be on the line for that match.
So it's going to end, you know, if Nick Aldis is there with the NWA title, that means Billy Corgan's probably going to be there, especially being in Chicago. It's going to be incredible to see. I mean, I don't know if they're going to stream it live yet. They might have some contract issues with like ROH. I know they're working with ROH on some of the promotion stuff, and getting the buildings and whatnot, but all these guys have contracts with ROH or someplace that they can only do TV for. So it'll be interesting to see if they are allowed to stream it or if they give them the okay to do so. But Vince doesn't sell out 10,000 seats in 30 minutes anymore.
No,
nope.
Vince is lucky if he gets 10,000 people in a place for a Raw or a SmackDown at this point.
Well, and part of that comes back to what he's charging for the tickets. Let's be honest. I mean, part of it is he has to with all the overhead and everything he has. But
well, and I was just talking to somebody yesterday, too, because the tickets, I believe, are on sale now for Raw
in
when it comes to Buffalo in July. And I was talking to a guy. He goes, yeah, I got in on the presale early. He goes, I wanted to get a front row ticket. $500.
That's crazy. And it's
$500.
It's not even a pay-per-view event or special event or whatever they call them now. It's Monday Night Raw.
I mean, to put it in perspective, I'm trying to think of how many years ago it was. I think it was 2011 or 2012. I sat front row for a pay-per-view in Buffalo, and I didn't pay anywhere near that.
Yeah.
I got 3 tickets, I think, for under $400.
Yeah, they're... Even if you go to a live event, since they're not house shows anymore, you go to a live event in town here or something, you try to get a front row seat, it's $100, $125 or something like that. And then if you want the VIP where you get to like meet one person, like a Mojo Rawley, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not exactly sure who you get to meet. Yeah, you don't get a choice. It's like $500, $600. And you go to these indie shows, and I can guarantee you that every single person sitting in that front row is going to get a handshake from those guys.
Yeah.
And if you go to that that convention, I bet prices are very moderate to get in signatures.
Yeah, you'll be able to meet all of them. They'll all be there.
I was going to say, well, hell, when we were in the front row for the New Japan Ring of Honor show in Buffalo, we got hugs from Cody Rhodes. So, I mean, but I think that's to me, always been the standout difference between WWE and any other promotion, where I have never felt valued at a WWE show. But I felt valued at a Ring of Honor show or a TNA show.
I will say there was one time I felt valued. There was one time I felt valued at a WWE show. It's when we were sitting front row and we had Michelle Beadle on the side of us. And we were getting harassed by the wrestlers all night, specifically The Miz.
Well, I give more credit to Michelle Beadle than I do WWE. That's all a matter of proximity.
Yeah.
But the other cool thing I think that came about, and we're not going to talk about the All In show all day, but I think the other really great thing is already it's a huge success because, as you said, you know, Cody was thinking 4,000 tickets in the first month. The outpouring of support from people that knew Cody's father.
Yeah.
You know, the kind words from Paul Heyman, the kind words from Jim Ross, just all of them just keep saying, you know, how proud his dad would be of what he's doing.
And even for those who don't follow Jim Cornette or anything like that, Jim Cornette does not like Kenny Omega. He does not like the Young Bucks. He doesn't like their style of wrestling. He doesn't like what modern wrestling's become. He was the first one to swallow his words and go, congrats to you, you did it. He goes, I didn't think it was going to happen, and you did it.
Which is huge. Anytime Jim Cornette
admits he's wrong.
Can we count? Does it even take one hand to count the number of times?
What's really funny is for the podcast convention that they're having, Vince Russo announced himself as showing up and having one of the convention tables, and Cody goes, yeah, no, we're canceling that. And he, within like a couple hours of announcing his appearance, he was canceled already and kicked out because all he does is badmouth these guys, and he's not one to give them credit afterwards. He was just trying to make a buck off of it. And he doesn't even have a good platform for podcasts anymore because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right, we do have some phone lines open, and don't forget you can text us at the same number. It's 222-1280. We did get a text in. Don't forget that Vince has all that TV money. He's not interested in the ticket sales.
Well, someone's got to be in the arena.
Right, you're not going to put on a convincing TV show with empty seats.
I understand you're making a ton of TV money, and he's about to make a ton more, but at the same time, they're not running live events for their health. They're not running live events. Yeah, I mean, if he could eliminate live events and still make the money he's making, then he would, because it's just places for people to get hurt.
And, you know, we were seat fillers when SmackDown came to town, and the show afterwards, the 205 Live, they wanted to appear that it's full on camera. Well, when we got to the 205 Live, there weren't even enough seat fillers to make it look full on camera. So yeah, he does care. He wouldn't care. He wouldn't have seat fillers if he didn't care.
Well, is that bottom line, or is that ego?
A little bit of both, I think.
So I think that's a good segue, though, into the other big topic this week. Of course, it's been known now that WWE might be moving networks. There's been talk about the contract coming up. Was NBC going to renew them? Was WWE going to go with a higher bidder? And we've kind of gotten some developments on that.
Yes.
Danger?
Well, so the Hollywood Reporter has reported that it's known NBC, which owns NBC Universal owns USA. They picked up Raw. They picked up Raw for a ton of money. The rumored amount is somewhere around three times what they're paying for it now, which could be up to $400 million per year, which is insane.
So just to backtrack, you should have bought WWE stock several months ago. Before the Saudi deal and before the new NBC TV deal.
At the same time, NBC Universal has turned down their option on SmackDown. So SmackDown is technically a free agent. Now, there's rumors that Fox, Amazon, and Facebook are all going to be involved in a bidding war for it. And there's the possibility, which I personally just detest, but it would be very profitable for them, that SmackDown, if it moves networks, may go 3 hours.
So I feel like we might all be in agreement that the one we want it to be is Fox. Maybe.
Depending what, I mean, if they put it
depending on. Depending on what they offer.
Even if Vince wants it to be Fox, because Fox has the most faces on it. Fox will get you the most exposure. You'll get the most advertising off of Fox. However, if you're an Amazon or a Facebook and you come throw in, double what Fox is offering, Vince is going to look at that. But if it also depends where Fox is going to put it. If Fox is going to bury it on, like, FS2, then that's one thing. But Fox is paying this type of money. It might be a network show. Yeah,
if it was a network show, you could start having viewership beating Raw on a regular basis.
Or even if it's on FS1, FS1's establishing itself. And it would be something to do. They're going to have open programming because they're splitting their UFC deal the next time. ESPN and them split the UFC deal.
The one party involved in this that makes me nervous is Facebook, though, because we all know they just did the Mix Max challenge, and that really did not go well viewership-wise.
I think it'd be a different beast. It'd be the weekly show instead of something that everyone knows is just for fun, and even the wrestlers weren't taking it seriously like it's storylines. They were taking it like, oh, we're just having a good time. We're going to go out. They put on good matches. They had fun out there doing it. But at the same time, nothing was going to groundbreaking was going to happen through that whole thing.
I think part of the problem, though, is you're going to lose a portion of your audience because Facebook isn't that popular now with the younger generation. They're using other social media platforms, and you start losing that, and you're running into issues too. I just don't see Facebook as being a great platform for it.
I'm just imagining watching it and having to see the comment thread constantly streaming below.
You can't see half the screen because the comment
yes,
coming through.
That's what I'm envisioning when I imagine SmackDown being on Facebook.
That's annoying.
All right, so we can talk about this. We can talk about anything else you want. We are going to talk a little bit more about WWE because somebody did some work and put together some statistics, and we're going to talk about that, too. So the phone lines are open for you. 222-1280, 585-222-1280, star 1280. We'll be back with more Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. On the street, did my
time, took my chance. Hey, Cougar Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Drive home and talk sports with a Rochester guy. I'm Carl Falk. Listen to me Monday 3 till 6 on the one and only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my
I don't want to talk over this. I just want to let it go. Probably because the teaser came out for Bohemian Rhapsody this
week.
Yeah,
it was actually really good, too.
If you haven't seen it, go see it. Just because the mashup of the Queen songs they put together for the teaser is amazing.
And the guy from
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
Rami Malek.
Looks strikingly like Freddie Mercury.
All right, but you're not here to hear us talk about Queen. We're going to talk about professional wrestling. But first, of course, as always, our great sponsors, Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. My favorite location is the Donuts Delight out at Empire Culver.
Because that is a good one.
Anytime you can combine pizza and donuts, it's like perfect. You could stay there all day and eat every single meal.
Yeah. That's very true.
And it would be fantastic. Also, Palmer's Food Service. We're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door twice in the month of June. We're going to be there June 9th for UFC 225. We're also going to be out there June 17th for WWE's Money in the Bank. And yes, we will be gambling on that and shouting things that'll make you, kind of tilt your head and squint your eyes at us.
Touch it.
Someday we're just going to have Cash tell the story. Just come clean.
We also might have to Facebook Live our playing Pass the Belt during the ladder match.
I am absolutely down with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to fully explain that later.
Yes. We'll explain it as we go live. So
we'll explain what exactly it is you're going to be seeing. Okay. So back to some of the stuff that came out this week. Of course, the great and powerful Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar, who still has the title, even though we thought he was going to drop it at WrestleMania. And then when he didn't drop it there, we assumed he'd drop it at the Greatest Royal Rumble. And he didn't drop it there. And now it's like, when will this end? There's rumors that maybe the reason it's going on so long is a guy we were talking about in the first segment, CM Punk, is a modern-day record holder.
Yes.
A champion for 434 days. Brock will be there by the time Money in the Bank rolls around.
Yeah. And he's not even going to be on Money in the Bank.
So he's not even going to be there. Because he won't be on until SummerSlam. So.
Although then you can make the case, well, CM Punk was WWE champion and Brock Lesnar's Universal champion, so... two separate records. But anyway, somebody did some work and they compiled all the matches, title defenses. They compared the two reigns of CM Punk and Brock Lesnar. And it's really pathetic. So we'll start with CM Punk, who, if you forgot, his reign was 434 days. So he won the championship from Alberto Del Rio, Survivor Series 2011. Of course, we all know he lost it to The Rock at the Royal Rumble 2013. In between there, though, he defended against the likes of Del Rio, Dolph Ziggler, John Cena, The Miz, Jericho, Kofi Kingston, R-Truth, Kane, Mark Henry, Daniel Bryan, Big Show, Sheamus, and Ryback. Throughout his title reign, he wrestled on 110 live shows.
He defended on 110 live shows.
He defended. Defended on 12 pay-per-views. Defended on Raw and SmackDown 9 times. A total of 141 title defenses in his 434 days. So roughly, what, one every 4 days?
Yeah, that's impressive.
You want to give him the stats on Brock Lesnar, Danger?
So Brock Lesnar has had the belt for over 400 days now. You know, the total goes up every day. And so he has...
Sigh.
I don't like these numbers, but I like him being champion. It's a completely weird thing. He won it from Goldberg. We all know that. Last year at WrestleMania. It took him 3 months to defend it for the first time at Great Balls of Fire, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Thank God. Thank God.
He's defended against... arguably a better lineup of people. You got Samoa Joe, who is the best promo in the company right now. You got Braun Strowman, who's the biggest face in the company right now. You got Kane, who's going to be the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Roman Reigns, who's the big dog, as we all know.
And it's his yard.
Been told. Yes. So we have defenses on 4 live shows, 6 pay-per-views, 0 times on SmackDown or Raw, for a total of 10 title defenses over 400 days.
So, comparing the statistics, CM Punk defending once every 4 days, Brock Lesnar once every 40 days.
Yes.
And there's still... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, to me, I hate when WWE, like, they did the same exact thing to AJ Lee, who held the record for the longest Divas Championship reign. Yep. And just out of spite for her and who she's married to, they let Nikki Bella break that record.
Yeah.
And it was a joke.
It was a joke, but at least Nikki Bella was wrestling on a somewhat regular basis.
If you call that
if
wrestling.
You want to call that wrestling.
Okay, performing somehow in the ring.
Is it? I don't know. Subject for another time, I guess. Yeah.
The only thing I can defend, the only thing I can defend, I'd like Vince... loves Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar is actually a star above wrestling at this point. There's two of them in the company right now. It's John Cena and Brock Lesnar. So, and he's also a legitimate fighter. So it brings some legitimacy. I understand that he does. I mean, he got a deal. He got a sweetheart deal. I can't blame the man for doing that. That's, you take what you can get, and he got everything he wanted. So if you're going to blame anybody, you got to blame Vince. I don't like the pettiness of just beating out CM Punk's days, if that's what they're going to do. Well, obviously they're going to do that because he's not going to be on any shows until after they beat it. But at the same time, I'm not going to. There's very few people on Raw right now who can hold that title and make it legitimate as how they've been built. They're building up one right now with the IC title, and I 100% that should be who takes it off of Brock. It should be the Kingslayer. It should be Seth Rollins. He is getting the second loudest pop, or first, depending on which day it is, because Braun Strowman might get the first on some shows. But at the same time, there's guys that you can do so much more with that they're not doing anything with. You notice Finn Balor hasn't worn his body paint in over a year? You know why? Because they don't want him to get over.
But he is over. Or is he? Nice. I don't know.
Stupid, sexy Finn.
Yeah.
He does have great abs. I wouldn't know what those are. But, I mean, that is, you were mentioning Seth Rollins. That is the rumor that is the next match.
It should be the next match, and he should take it off of him, and then Roman Reigns should turn on him immediately and get pissed off because he couldn't beat Brock, but Seth did. Again, there's a built-in storyline right there, yeah. And if you're finally going to give up on Roman being the main guy. I saw an interview with Roman where he's like, it's not about what cheers you get. It's about getting them to make noise. No, it's not.
If you're being pushed in the face and you're getting booed out of the building, something is wrong.
Yeah.
And I know as much as they want to say, like, oh, we're in the era where there's no faces anymore, there's no heels anymore. You need something to drive the story. If you're not going to go with, oh, we don't have faces or we don't have heels anymore, then get rid of your writing staff because they're not doing anything right now anyway.
Yeah. Then nothing needs to be... And stop writing these guys promos that try to pander to the crowd or go away from the crowd. Stop doing...
Stop having your commentators say, oh, we're in Bizarro land.
The way wrestling has always worked, there's a moral code. You're on one side or the other. Until you blurred the lines in the late 90s, and it worked for a little bit, but you can't have everybody be a tweener. You're not going to drive up business that way. You have to have everybody in the crowd get behind somebody. If you want to get back to those crowds you used to have in the late 90s, have everybody get behind somebody and what they're doing and against who they're wrestling. You're not going to see anybody like they did in the 80s come out and try to stab somebody right now because people are indifferent.
Right.
There's very few people who people love enough where they're going to get upset. If someone runs in the crowd or runs into the ring now, it's because they're trying to make themselves a star or get on TV. It's not because they're trying to stop the bad guy from beating up the good guy, which is the way it used to be.
Danger, I think you need to go write for them.
Yeah. I don't have Hollywood experience.
Listen, any of us could.
And you like wrestling too much because they hate guys that actually like the product.
Unless you're Freddie Prinze Jr.
Unless you're Freddie Prinze Jr. And I'm going to call on our excellent producer for the show today, Pam. We got so involved in talking, my screen got locked out, and I didn't realize it was yours. And I saw you answer the phone, so I think we have a call on the line. You want to go ahead and put it on? I have no idea who it is. Who's our first guest this morning?
Hey, this is Dan from Rochester.
How's it going?
Good. Where's my boy at today?
I mean, we have a whole list of reasons we were going to say he's out, but...
Tattoo parlor?
Hot tub of love.
Hot tub.
If you want to know the real reason, his daughter, Nikki, is graduating from UB with her master's degree today. So congrats to Nikki.
Okay, I'm jealous of my friend. My friend lives in Buffalo, and he's going to that greet and meet today. I think he said Hulk Hogan's going to be there. There's going to be some other wrestlers. And Freddie, Jason... costume guys are going to be there. It's like, I guess he said it's like $20 to get in and $75 for a picture.
Yeah, it's Nickel City Con, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in Buffalo. They do have some good talent there, but you are going to pay to see them and meet them and whatnot. It's not cheap.
When are we going to see Jason Jordan and Dean Ambrose back?
Jason Jordan's rumored to be coming back any day now. He's there was rumors he might come back at the Raw after the Greatest Royal Rumble, or after Backlash, sorry. But obviously that didn't happen yet. And Dean Ambrose is anybody's guess because nobody's seen him. They've pulled him off everything. Last we knew it was going to be September until he was back.
Yeah, I think the latest news on Dean Ambrose, though, is he's full-time doing his rehab right now in Alabama.
He is in Alabama because Renee Young was on Edge and Christian 2 weeks ago, and she was talking about it.
And what about when are we going to see a title shot for the Office of Pain?
That's anybody's guess.
Well, I mean, it depends. I think WWE has to make up their mind what they're going to do with them. I don't know if they're doing the slow burn because it seems like they're on Raw this week destroying somebody, and then they're not on Raw this week, but we're going to put them on main event. And I don't know.
I see them getting Revival.
The Revival went back down to NXT this week.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they just didn't go over to Europe with the crew. So they were back. They were wrestling NXT shows to stay fresh.
But I think... I mean, I don't know. I would think it'd be silly to pull them up and then not utilize them.
We've said that before.
I know, but it's like, come on. They can't keep doing the same thing over and over again,
well,
can they?
The issue they have with them is they had just started doing their own promos in NXT when they called them up, and then they got rid of their mouthpiece. And now they have them do their own promos, and they're not that good sometimes. Sometimes they're okay, and sometimes they're not any good. So... we'll see what happens. I'd like to see him get pushed up. Raw lost a lot of tag teams during the Superstar Shakeup, so there's an opening.
I'd like to see a father versus son match.
What was that?
Jason Jordan versus his dad.
Well, that was supposed to happen eventually. Got set back with the injury, so...
But real quick on the Authors of Pain again, I mean, I agree. I think it was a mistake to not have Ellering stick with them. But in the same hand, why couldn't they have done something similar like they did with Harper and Rowan?
Right. They could have.
They didn't really cut a lot of promos. They just came out and destroyed everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. About 2 months ago, I was at Dave and Buster's and Lou Carfield was there.
Yeah, he lives in town.
Was he winning stuffed animals from the claw machine?
No, he was actually there for his son's birthday.
All right, Dan, well, thanks for the call this morning.
Sounds like we need to go to break. But before we do, Pam, I'm gonna put you on the spot. I apologize. Dan brought up Nickel City Con. At this point, if we could have caller 12, I'll give you 2 free weekend passes to Flower City Comic Con, June 9th and 10th, where you can meet Jake the Snake Roberts. His autographs and photos are only $20 each, not $75. So caller 12, we'll have 2 tickets for you at the will call. Thanks, Pam. I appreciate it.
And you're going to get some great pro wrestling, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're gonna have the first ever women's cosplay championship fought between Leva Bates and Solo Darling.
I'm in. All right. Caller 12, if you want those weekend passes, we'll take a break, and then we'll be back with more Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. Okay, I'm going to say this real quick. I know usually when I host, when Cash is out of town, I bring in a CD with, like, nerdy music or 8-bit WWE themes. The disk drive on my laptop has stopped working, and I have never regretted it more than I do right now. If you like Dave Matthews, that's cool. Just, always call him by his full name or say Dave Matthews Band. If I ever see you out in public... And you tell me, oh, I'm going to see Dave. Yeah, I might, like, vomit on your shoes. I'd say I'd slap you, but that's technically assault.
However, if you ever find Mark Fantasia when he's traveling the country...
He loves playing.
He loves playing Dave.
Yeah, whenever you see Mark Fantasia playing out, say, hey...
Request it over and over.
Just repeatedly. He absolutely loves it. Oh, if you couldn't tell, we are back here on the Pain Clinic. We are having a good time. The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Services, Donuts Delight, Culver. You can join us June 17th for Money in the Bank. You can join us June 9th for UFC 225. We're going to be at Salvatore's for both of them. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. Money in the Bank starts at 8, actually 7, sorry. I forgot they moved the Big 5 up to an hour earlier. We're going to get 4 hours or 4.5 hours of wrestling instead of...
And what, 2 hours of pre-show?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And
like
the UFC...
twice again.
UFC starts at 10 p.m. And the UFC has a tie-in for wrestling fans because it's CM Punk's second fight. He will be on the show. It's coming from Chicago. He's going to get that hometown pop. It'll be interesting to see what happens. So you can join us there. We'll have a good time. And, yeah. We're back.
We're back. Yay for us. We do have our winner on the line. And usually we just get the information from the person.
Yeah, usually we do it at the end of the show. But
I feel like we need to talk to the person.
Ah, okay.
So, Ron, you are our winner. How's it going this morning?
It's going great, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. So you're picking up. Brian's going to tell us all about it. You're picking up weekend passes.
You're picking up 2 weekend passes, $50 worth of weekend passes. If you show up at the convention center on June 9th or 10th, just go to the door, and I'll have you. When we're done, I'll have you stay on the line, and Pam, get your full name so we make sure that we have your name at the door to pick up those passes. How's that sound?
It sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you a comic book fan? Are you a science fiction fan, wrestling fan?
I'm more of an old school wrestling fan, so this would be my first chance to bring my daughter and indoctrinate her into daddy's love for the profession. So that'd be fun.
Oh, we always like bringing more fans into the fold. So
absolutely.
And I was going to say, you'll get to see some upstate professional wrestling there.
Yeah, both days. There'll be a totally local show on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And on Sunday, we'll have the Women's Championship that I mentioned earlier and some other names there. I'm not UPW is working on setting up the show. I don't have all the details yet, but there'll be a show at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So
great. The last one we went to that was really fun was when Mick Foley was at the Frontier Field.
Yep.
And we actually brought a belt, and he actually signed it in all four of his characters, so it was pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool.
That's outstanding.
That's cool. Well, and Jake is if you go to our website at fc3roc.com, Jake is running a private meet and greet panel too. That's also an option if that'd be something you'd be interested in. That would include autographs, selfie, and like 30 or 40 people maximum there for the Q&A session. So take a look at that if you're interested as well.
Well, Doug, sounds like a fun event. Thanks for the prize.
Well, thanks for entering. Stay on the line though, so Pam can get your information. Okay.
Great. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. What a good call.
It's nice to
It's
nice to do it mid-show and find out a little bit about the person.
It's also nice to hear a different voice on the show.
Yes! I was thinking the same thing. I do have a couple texts I have to get to. I just like the text. It was like three texts long. Like, this person had so much to say.
It's Rich, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is.
I
don't recognize the number. Y'all literally has me blown away. If SmackDown Live goes to Fox, they will not give it primetime slot on the big Fox like the draft. Danger, you sound like Rick Sanchez when you get mad. As for Brock Lesnar, I agree the best way to handle the Universal Championship is Rollins beating Lesnar, and then Rollins goes against Reigns, and then what about Dean Ambrose? Then he said, Brock, it's all about Vince. Vince likes Brock, and he's wrong. Brock Lesnar is only a shell being used to cook the record books because Vince is Vince. And I can't disagree with any of that.
I don't think any of us can.
Okay. I can't. I can disagree with him saying that Vince shouldn't like Brock. Brock's his biggest tough guy in the company.
Brock brings eyes to the product. There's no doubt about that.
He brings legitimacy to the product, too. I mean, they don't let him do what he could be able to. I mean, that's all how they manufacture the matches. He actually is a very good wrestler, but they go with the suplexes and the MMA style, which is also different to see. And it makes it look more like a real fight with how quick they go and stuff like that. Now, you're not going to see everybody kicking out finishers and what like that. You're not going to get the indie fans aren't going to love watching a Brock Lesnar match, but you might walk away, and we've seen it several times where it's really happened. He really hits people, and they really bleed sometimes.
Yeah. Roman Reigns.
Randy Orton,
tagging back Braun Strowman after he kneed him in the head.
Yeah, which made memes everywhere, which was Braun learned his lesson. Braun Strowman is 6'8", 385 pounds of pure muscle, and he was not giving anything back after that. He just sat there and took it. That tells you what Brock Lesnar can do.
Well, yeah, I'm never going to hop in with him. So
no,
let's keep it at that.
Well, we just mentioned Randy Orton. We should tell everybody that you haven't seen Randy on TV lately since Backlash, and you probably won't see him for a little while longer because he just had his knee scoped out. He said he's needed it done since October. He's taking the time to do it now.
I can hear one of Rich's girlfriends going no right now.
Randy!
Oh, God, I miss them. Not really. Sure, I'll say I miss them. There's something else. I want to talk about it, but on the same hand, I don't. Total Bellas returns tomorrow.
Total work.
Yeah, let's talk about this. So the ongoing saga of John Cena and Nikki Bella. They were supposed to get married at the beginning of this month.
Yes.
It gets called off. They split. And now John Cena's like on the Today Show talking about how he wants her back and he wants to have babies with her. And I'm just like, okay. You know, like I was kind of on the fence before, but now I'm 100% this has to be a work.
Well, the way it's coming off, because they had Nikki at the NBC Universal event that where they had the Ronda Rousey announcement she's taking Nia Jax. She was walking the red carpet, and she was talking about how it's time for her to focus on her and all this stuff. So they're almost doing like John Cena's the face here. When the original rumor that came out was Nikki called it off because John didn't want to have kids with her because he's too focused on his career.
Well, the only way to find out the truth is to watch Total Bellas.
Yeah, which conveniently had the cameras rolling the entire time.
Yeah. Wow, what a coincidence.
I'd much rather see the story about how Daniel Bryan was going to get all these scans done and all this stuff and his comeback to the ring at WrestleMania as opposed to seeing why John and Nikki called off the fake wedding for the fake engagement that they had that was fakely done at WrestleMania.
Although they did pay for the space to have the wedding at some point, apparently, right?
Yeah, but like I told you guys off the air, I don't think John Cena sweats losing those deposits.
No.
I think he's got it covered. One of my favorite reactions I saw to this whole mess this week was someone saying, wow, I wish WWE put as much time into their wrestling storylines as they do the storylines for Total Divas.
Well, it's easier to write this stuff than it is to write wrestling because they don't write wrestling. They write soap operas.
It's reality. They don't write a script for those shows, do they? No, it's completely real.
And it's not a conflict of interest either that one of the executive producers of the show is Nikki Bella.
No. I also like the rumors that started late last week and went on for a little bit until John professed his love again, that John was already seeing Carmella on the side.
There is no rumor mill like the wrestling rumor
mill.
If she
shows up on Total Bellas, I'm going to lose it.
Oh, my God. It'd be fantastic.
Cashman, when you get back in town and you watch your DVR of Total Bellas, you got to let me know if she's on there because I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, we're drawing the ire of the cash man this morning.
The funny thing is, when we make fun of him, I know he listens back to the show afterwards. So,
well, he has to listen to it.
We know he watches Total Divas. He must watch Total Bellas, right?
I mean, technically, shouldn't we all be watching all the shows because we're supposed to report on everything wrestling?
I watch like 30 hours of wrestling a week. I don't need to watch that stuff. Too.
Do you consider that wrestling? You didn't consider them being in the ring wrestling. I don't know if we consider the show wrestling.
All I can say about this is I watch it because my wife, who does not tolerate any of this crap, watches this show.
I know multiple females, they're the same way. They don't watch wrestling, but they watch.
No, but she doesn't watch any reality TV. She doesn't watch wrestling. But my wife somehow gravitates to this show, and she also watches any of the shows with the Duggars because she said she finds it fascinating.
I got nothing bad to say about your wife. She picked more winners at WrestleMania this year than
That's
I
true.
Did.
That's true. She knew more than we did. So we were talking about the how Nikki Bella did the one interview at the NBC Universal upfronts.
Yep.
Yes.
Other big story to come out of that this week was setting the stage for Nia Jax offering a title shot to, you know, someone that absolutely deserves it after having wrestled on live TV once.
Yes.
And all friendly.
Ronda Rousey.
No heat or anything between the two of them.
I will say this, though. I like the way they framed Ronda Rousey when they did it. I like that Nia Jax approached her, offered her the title shot, and her first reaction was, I don't deserve this yet.
Yeah, that was cool.
So I think that's the right way to frame it, because if you look at it, WWE does have themselves in a spot where they have to start using her more.
Yes.
Yeah.
She had undoubtedly one of the best debuts ever at WrestleMania, a match that I know exceeded all of our expectations.
Oh, by far.
But she hasn't wrestled since, at least not on
TV.
Live TV. Just did make an appearance at a house show.
Yeah,
and she did wrestle at a house show.
She's doing the live events over in Europe right now.
She is advertised for
Buffalo,
the Raw in Buffalo,
as an in-ring competition, too.
But, yeah, they kind of painted themselves into the corner. It's okay. We have to use her again. But the next event is Money in the Bank. You absolutely can't put her in the Money in the Bank match.
No, you can't.
It's too big of an investment, and she's too green.
And with those matches having 8 participants in them each, and you have whatever title match you're having or anything, you don't have room for an ancillary women's match on there.
Right.
So you have to, she's got to be in the title picture.
Right. And now the trick is, you can't take the title off of Nia yet. You can't have Ronda lose clean.
And you can't just give her the
so
title.
So cue the interference.
Yeah,
cue Natalya, which was the rumored first opponent anyways on the pay-per-view singles, so we'll see how they work towards it, but should be interesting to see. I like what they're doing with Ronda, and we'll see exactly how it works out. But when you're at a live event and you're talking about how you don't know how to go up to the second rope to pander to the crowd, you might be a little green.
All right, looks like we got one more break we got to go to. Maybe we'll talk about some more news when we come back.
Absolutely. We'll hit the rest of the news. We'll take your calls, your texts. 222-1280, star 1280. One more segment of the Pain Clinic after this short break here on Fox Sports 1280.
Say all the harm that was done with Dave Matthews last break has just been fixed with Enter Sandman and Seek and Destroy, which have both been used as entrance themes. So good work.
Yes.
Good work, Pam.
Pam's like, it was my plan all along. Yeah. All right, one more segment of the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. Like to thank again our great sponsors, Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. You could see us in the flesh. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It depends. You'll have two opportunities in the month of June.
Yes.
Out at Salvatore's 149 East Ridge Road. We're going to be out for UFC 225 on June 9th. That's a 10 o'clock start time. CM Punk stepping into the octagon again after his debut against Mickey Gall.
Hopefully with some better results.
Hopefully with a better result, not a first round chokeout.
Yeah, even if he loses, at least have a better showing.
We'll see. If he doesn't have a better showing, then
that's got to be it, right?
I
would expect to see him wrestling September 1st.
He'll be all in.
Or at least cutting a promo in the ring.
And then if you don't like UFC, if that's not your thing, if you're here for the professional wrestling, then you can join us out at Salvatore's on June 17th for the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. A pay-per-view that ever since it's kind of come along, it's the one I look forward to most, I think, aside from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it's got to be my number two, unless they do something like have Kane win it.
I don't think they'd do that again. So speaking of Money in the Bank, here's another subject I want to talk with you guys about. We only have a couple minutes left. So we talked about Brock Lesnar on target to destroy CM Punk's longest title reign, which would leave only one record left for CM Punk. And might they try to erase that at Money in the Bank? He's the only person to ever win it twice. There is a participant that's qualified for Money in the Bank that could tie CM Punk if they let him win. And I'll tell you right now, based on the work this person's been doing, I'm 100% for it, and that would be The Miz.
I'd be for that.
I'm in for that. I like the works, man. Yeah, the works, man. The Miz work right now.
I like The Miz's work. At the same time, I mean, there's so many. I want everybody who's in it to win.
Yeah, it's looking like a really good card. Yeah,
I want Rusev to win all day. It looks like they might not break up Rusev Day now. They might.
Oh yeah, Lana, Rusev Day, everybody. We forgot to say
yes.
That.
Yes,
it's always Rusev
amongst
Day.
All the other holidays.
Yeah, but you know, I want Finn to win. I want Kevin Owens to win.
Kevin Owens to win.
What's the final qualifier? Is what Joe and
I'm trying to find the list of who's in it now and then who's left.
Strowman's in it.
So right now it's Bobby Roode, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Rusev, The Miz, one of the members of the New Day, and then the winner of Cass and Joe.
Yes. Which is going to be Joe. It better be Joe.
It better be Joe, yeah.
I think Daniel Bryan costs Cass the match. And then we get Samoa Joe.
By the way.
Uh-oh, here we go.
If you didn't know that Cass had some backstage heat for what he did before Backlash, the fact that now twice he's supposed to be the big bully that beats up Daniel Bryan and has just gotten destroyed both times tells you that something's not right. You don't come out, badmouth somebody, and then just get absolutely destroyed on TV again. It's entertaining to watch. It's good to see Daniel Bryan, you know, beating the hell out of him, but at the same time, you know, you want to build up Cass, supposedly, because he's 7 foot tall and he can talk.
You can't teach that.
Yeah, you can't teach that.
Yeah, he should have learned from his little buddy.
His little buddy, who's off the hook as of this week.
Yep.
Not enough evidence to substantiate any of the charges against Enzo Amore, so.
Now he can begin that rap career he was looking into.
As long as he doesn't come back to WWE, I'll be okay.
Well, they didn't want him when he was there.
I know. It's like, this was just a convenient excuse for WWE to get rid of him when they did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, yeah. I mean, every guy that's in Money in the Bank right now, I would like.
If Big Cass wins that match against Joe, that will be the one person I don't want to win. Other than that, I want every... it's the rumors it's going to be Big E from the New Day that takes it, and they're going to give him a singles push.
I would love to see him get a push.
They're supposed to be giving him a huge push. He's not necessarily going to win, but they're supposed to give him a big push and then have the tagging with Woods and Kofi, which is a fun little tag team. I wouldn't have been surprised if they pushed Woods, because Woods has been getting the singles matches lately and all that stuff, and he's been doing very well.
Right. So, again, Money in the Bank, the female match, they haven't quite rounded out yet. But we do have in that Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, who I don't know if she'll still be in it. I don't know if they're going to find a way to work her out of that. Ember Moon, the winner of Billie Kay and Lana, and then a couple more spots still to be determined. But then you're also going to get AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura again. Hopefully a definitive conclusion to this one.
Please? You know what the worst part is? We had a definitive resolution on Tuesday in their best match they've had. There was a definitive pinfall, but it wasn't for the title. It was for the stipulation.
Right.
Ugh.
And then you get two women's title matches. You get Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey, and you get Carmella, Asuka. I have to ask, are you liking at all Carmella right now? Because I've never
liked Carmella. Never once.
She's even more annoying now than she's been. No, I'll say something. I like her to tick off my son here, but...
Well, that's just so spiteful, Brian. It's just so spiteful. So think of then that pairing then. Enzo, Carmella, and Big Cass. Some of the most annoying people.
It worked when I only had 5 minutes of TV on NXT because you had to jam so much in there.
I know.
It doesn't work when you give them 20 minutes of mic time or Melibration or whatever. Ugh.
Did you do this on purpose, Pam?
Full face turn.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I am voting right now. I'm going to call the powers here and say, we want Pam from now on. Sorry, Cash. But no one has bumped us out of a show successfully.
Cash can sit here and have the Facebook Live on him the entire time.
Yeah.
It'll just be an hour-long selfie of Cash. All right. Brian, thank you for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Danger, thank you for coming in today.
Not Rick Sanchez.
Yet. Later this afternoon, you might morph into him. Everybody,
if anything, I'm going pickle, Rick.
Everybody, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Cashman will be back next week for another episode of the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. I'm a cult of personality.